This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Everybody, you know, one of the things we try to do on this program is to improve your economic situational awareness, let you know what's happening and why it matters. So we direct your attention on this Monday to Wednesday, 8:30 a.m. in the nation's capital, whence will come the March installment of the Consumer Price Index, which might more properly be described as the all-important Consumer Price Index, inflation being what it still is in this economy. No guesses shall be made here, but we do already have a preview of prices in one very particular slice of this economy. Online shopping. Those prices are actually down. That's according to data from Adobe Analytics. And to be clear, it's not that the rate of increases in prices is slowing down, but online prices are actually down 1.7% year on year. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour, as he so often does, gets us going.
10 out of 18 online categories that Adobe looked at saw prices fall year over year, and they've been falling for months.
Electronics is a category where we saw prices pretty significantly down, about 13%.
Vivek Pandya is lead insights analyst for Adobe.
And it's really indicative of the levels of demand that consumers have for that category at the moment.
So, for example, people splurged on computers for a while during the pandemic, and now they're over it. PC shipments fell by 29% in the first quarter, according to IDC.
The other category that saw pretty strong down year-over-year change was flowers and gifts. These, again, are categories that are not quite essential in an environment like this.
An environment where some of the most stubborn inflation is in the most essential things, food and shelter. If you have to pick between sending flowers and paying for actual groceries, guess which one's going to win out. Another reason online prices have fallen is that these prices are mostly for goods as opposed to services. Rick Reeder is with BlackRock.
Goods prices tend to be commodity, supply chain oriented.
Commodities go up and down. Supply chains get clogged and unclogged. Prices rise and fall. But offline, the economy has moved to services. Think airfare, restaurants, where prices have not come down. Marcus Brunemeyer is professor of economics at Princeton.
For services, that's much less likely. And it's particularly less likely when the wages are going up.
Wages are a big part of the cost of services, and they rarely go down. So services prices are harder to bring down, too. But wages aren't rising as fast as they were last year. Again, Rick Reeder with BlackRock.
You still have wages running year on year at a little over 4%, but that's down from almost 6%. So if wages come down from those elevated levels, then service inflation tends to come down.
Reeder says between goods inflation and services inflation, we might get down to 4% overall inflation by the end of the year. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.